That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
And sometimes you want to wait till they resolve because their build is so good and so fun.
And when will it resolve? It's sort of the mystery
like,
of music.
Here we are. We're waiting. Here is it.
And where we are is here. And where here is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Jess McKenna.
That one is Zach Reno.
We've got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, pianist of what just happened? Pianist of Kings is the end of the word.
You had it.
I always
believed in you. We got Brett on the fret. We got Brett Morris, the feeling when the chord hits, choo-choo engineer Brett, whose nicknames just keep adding, which makes me want to return to Scott Passarello. What a very fine fella. You know, just like I want to add on.
Sure. Here's one. We've got Marina, an engineer you've never seen, but she's just sitting in with us today. We're happy to have her here. Dana is working on another pod. We told her to choose. We said, you have to choose now. And she chose wrong and she's gone forever and dead to us. Not
and also, in case you haven't seen, Brett and Dana have a very cute new dog who also peed on the carpet right before we started recording. Just so we can set the mise en scène of what
Wally had
happening.
A folly.
Oh, Brett, come on.
But did he, Brett, or was that a lie? Did he fall or did he pee on the carpet?
No, a folly.
An F-O-L-L-Y.
Yes.
Okay.
I think P is under that category.
I like folly as a noun.
Yeah. Okay, well, honestly, that's not all. That's not all.
Yeah, Scott's right.
We have an incredible guest joining us, returning to the pod. We're so lucky to have her. She has her first ever comedy album out, Regarding My Lovers, and was the head writer for a brand new Disney Plus show. Please welcome Eliza Skinner.
Hey, it's me.
And I didn't say the show is Earth to Ned.
It is Earth to Ned.
I had a moment where I was like, is it Ned to Earth? That doesn't make any sense.
It's a lot to remember. I get it. You remember album title. That's great.
I was so close to landing that plane, but we're so lucky to have you here with us.
I'm so excited to be here.
What a fun joy to navigate a sound check with a musical improviser who's like, oh, okay.
A lot of our people are like, we just assume it's always this crazy. Eliza knows better. So when Eliza is doing like sound, she's like, oh, this is just how far they've fallen. this is how far down the rabbit hole they've got. Fallen
this is the first musical thing that I've done over any kind of Zoom digital quarantine life kind of thing. So I have no idea where the bar is. Because I'm not allowed to go anymore because I'm quarantined.
You know, hey, where is the bar? What are bars? Why do I see people there every time I'm on the way back from the grocery store?
It's a bummer. It's a real bummer. They're super spreaders.
Oh, no. Go home, guys. Stay home with us.
Stay home and get very good at making your own bar, which is the other dangerous path that I've walked. Where I'm like, well, now I need to have 7 different Italian amaros.
Yeah, it's. I was just saying, it's really hard to break any kind of habits in this situation because you just don't have the distractions. Like normally, you'd be like, well, you know what? I'm going to go hang out with a friend instead of whatever, watching every single episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Like, no. No,
yes.
I'm going to sit on my couch all day and not feel weird about it.
Yeah.
It's just life.
It does make me think heavily about investing in a new couch. I will
Yeah, I have like, I'm like, have I farted a divot into this couch cushion? Is this just beyond repair at this point?
Oh my gosh. Such a, yes. I'm a little, well, I have like complicated feelings about like this circling back around, but the idea of being in quarantine as the potential for rain could return is very alluring. Like
we got some rain early on in the quarantine.
The beginning, like 2 weeks where it was like rainy. I was like, okay, this is cozy as hell.
Feel it on my fingertips. Yes.
Okay,
rain. okay, nobody quarantine. Remembers the Madonna deep cuts. Yeah.
Here's the thing about me, Eliza. It's that I'm Jess describes me as the most musical person who knows nothing about actual music. So yeah. I don't know songs or the people that sang them.
Who was the first musician that you were like, that's cool, that's what I want to
Counting Crows.
That's gonna be Counting Crows, Eliza.
Okay.
It's something we have a recently like, rectified problem.
Christian rock band, so that's good.
That's true. Those would have been off brand for me.
He has like knowledge of singular songs from his parents' music and then like electric fiddle music and then like Nordic metal rock that he's like, this is ironic and also not. Mm-hmm. And you're like, but this is wild that this is your lexicon of music because you know so much about music on this other side of your brain. We're a fun duality in that way because I'm like, I don't remember what the Circle of Fifths mean, but I could tell you what this pop song is.
Yeah, I almost feel like when I was writing the songs for my album, because there are 5 just music tracks on the album.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But I was working with some musicians that I love and work with a lot who are actually in the house band at the Late Late Show, Tim Young and Steve Scalfati. And I was... they know so much about music and they'll be like, oh, here's a much cooler chord for you to sing. Like if you do these notes for your harmony. And I'm like, it sounds like a spaceship to me though. Like it sounds like an alien language to try to hit that chord. So how about I just do the one that's like natural for me? And you guys just do your fancy stuff around that.
You're doing the people's music. You're not here. You're not here to make music for the, I was about to say Illuminati, but that's not the word I'm looking for. For the bourgeoisie.
The literati?
Yeah.
Yes, there it is.
Okay.
Is the literati just the Illuminati, but for books and knowing stuff?
Well, no, you're thinking the literati. The illiterati are the fancy people who cannot read.
Cannot read.
That's the illiterati.
That's an incredible word.
And the glitterati are
the glamorous people.
The glamorous people.
The ones that you see at night, getting into cars, getting out of them.
Where are they going?
Glittering behind them.
And why do they always have somewhere else to be? Those fanciest of people.
The shiny people.
The glitterati.
The shiny, shiny people in their shiny, shiny cars. Going to shiny, shiny movies, cafes, parks, and bars. In their shiny, shiny towers. In their shiny, shiny lives. Ooh, the glitterati, how they thrive.
Those shiny, shiny people with their shiny, shiny laughs and their shiny giggles, their shiny murmurs while they take shiny baths, while they shiny, shiny muse on the shiny, shiny news and do shiny, shiny whatever they do.
Do they even have problems? Do they have life like the type of life the rest of us know? Do they even have issues? Do they even cry? And when they're sad, where do they go?
When a tear falls on a shiny person's face, does it not continue to shine? When a tear falls on a shiny person's face, does it not continue to shine? Oh, to be that magical, that impervious to harm, with shiny reflections from my face and down my arms, to be a shiny person,
to have a shiny life,
to live a shiny existence far from strife. Those shiny, shiny people in their towers high above, with shiny, shiny friendships and shiny, shiny love. When a tear falls on a shiny person's face, does it shine? When a tear falls on a shiny person's face, does it shine? Does it shine?
Does it shine?
Does it shine? Ow. Ow.
Oh my God, what is the problem?
What is this? Ow, I'm leaking. Ow.
That's gross. Don't be gross.
Ow, I can't get it back in. I can't.
Ew, you're all wet on your face, Cassandra.
Cassandra, what is wrong with your face?
Ow, it's wet and I can't get it back up. Look at me. Look at me, I'm trying.
Stop. I can't even finish my latte with you doing that.
Cassandra, you're ruining Deborah's latte. Stop it.
Look at it. It's flat now.
A flat white. Oh, Deborah, I'm sorry. Oh, sensor, I'm sorry. I just can't get it back up. I can't. It's gross. It's just.
I did not come to the Skyscraper Cafe to see rain coming from anywhere other than the clouds above, Cassandra. I don't know what that is, but you're making me embarrassed to be seen with you.
Wait. I'm sorry, but can I just tell you all something? I was thinking about how, like, when a child giggles, how then maybe that giggle, like, goes away, and one day that child won't giggle, and then this wet stuff started coming out of my eye, and I can't get it back up.
This is gross. I don't even know what you're saying. It's like some foreign language. It's like a high whine in my ears.
I don't know. It's just, I woke up feeling a little different this morning. I watched a long documentary last night. I watched a long documentary.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a movie, but there were no pretends.
Like, and the news?
No,
did you watch the long news, Cassandra? The news? Why? Once you get all the news you need from tweets and beeps and the who's who shouting on the street.
I love tweets and bleeps.
I love tweets and bleeps.
You know,
I'm gonna bleed a tweet right now.
Bleed a tweet.
I said, you know, it's cute being cute.
My turn. Okay. You know what I said? If you can pay for it, it's not really a problem.
Cassandra, why aren't you bleeding a tweet?
Well, here's what I was bleeding. We have a moral imperative to be more ethical than the generation before us.
What? Just...
I'm literally going to throw up in this latte.
I don't know. It's just something that came to me. It wasn't cute. It wasn't cute when I thought it, but I thought it and now it's out for the world.
Ugh.
I thought a thought. The thought wasn't cute, but now I got it. And now I can't unring that bell. Because I watched a documentary by Ken Burns and it was... long.
Like,
and it was
burns?
Only about baseball, but yet it hit me so strong. It got me thinking and it got me questioning about what I do and I know. And now I'm leaking from my eyeballs. And so,
who is this man? Who is this Ken? And why is he on fire?
Does he have friends like Barbie? I know her. She's higher on my list.
than anybody. She's my number one girl. And Ken, as I know, is her pal.
Yes.
Well, I watched a documentary with photos that move, and it made me feel something not so soothing. It made me say, oh no, there's a whole world I didn't know about before. And even though it was dry as hell and baseball's not an interesting story to tell, it still got me thinking. And so it wasn't cute. It wasn't
cute.
As I sat here leaking with you, it's not cute.
It's not cute.
Not cute.
Not at all.
But I don't know what to do. I can't stop leaking this liquid from my eyes. And I can't hide it from you too. And so it's no surprise that now I know. And so I gotta say goodbye. See, I'm turning in my membership card to the Glitterati. I'm not cute. I'm not cute. If this is what I have to do, then I'm no longer cute.
Here.
New table for two, not three.
Our Let's friend sit outside this time.
Okay.
Mr. Burns?
Yes?
I was just wondering...
Hold on. Baseball.
You've already done this, sir.
No, I want to do... I'm working on my documentary, Baseball 2, the sequel to Baseball.
Oh, sir. I feel like... Well, here's your latte, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you want to sort of like, do you ever feel like you, well, this isn't really my place as your intern, but do you ever feel like,
No, Sarah, what's up?
Do you think maybe
you're a woman with thoughts.
Yeah. Just
you're intelligent.
I hired you
because
thank you, Mr. Burns.
I value your input. And if you think Baseball 2, the other greatest, America's second greatest pastime, also baseball, is a bad title for my documentary, or if it's not the story we should be telling, I want to hear it now.
I just think, sir, I think part of what people now expect from you is that your stories are going to be long. And I was just wondering if you'd ever like considered sort of, you know, a little snip snip, a little
like Ken Burns presents The Life of a Fly.
Sure. Or just like, here's baseball, but it's only 2 hours because, you know.
But then when will there be the fiddle that goes, and like, you really, I want people to like learn that song and by hearing it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
People love long things, Sarah. Snakes.
Do people
vines,
love snakes?
Love snakes. Freeways. Bridges. Rapunzel's hair. If it's not long, baby, get it out of here. What's it doing? You only live one life. Life is short. We want experiences that are long.
Well, to that point, sir, life is short. I don't want to spend 9 hours watching Ken Burns tell me about baseball again.
But Sarah, everything that people do on this planet flies in the face of that, right? On the one hand, it's like you think you want short things, but actually... You'll feel comfortable if things are the same. If they go on and never change. The longer, the better, that's for me. Let me name the longest things in history. There's the Great Wall of China, longest wall. Guy that fell off the Eiffel Tower, longest fall. Mall of America, world's longest mall. Long is what we want. You see what I'm saying, Sarah? Long things.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, but that's just the beginning. Oh, the redwood in the forest, longest tree. 1984, longest spelling bee. And Star Wars 3, Episode 3, the longest Star Wars. Make it long, make it long, so America has time to follow along. If you make it long, make it long, I present you with the world's longest song. Oh, hello, waitress. I'll have a, spaghetti bolognese.
But we only serve it as one noodle here.
And that's perfect. I want that one noodle to go on for days.
Are you sure? People order it and think they're wrong, because when it comes, they find out that noodle is very long. It's very long.
Very long. Want it long. Just like Sir Mix-a-Lot said, it's gotta be long and strong. I don't know what he was talking about, because
you should leave.
Actually,
you should leave this restaurant. You can't talk to me that way.
Oh no, it's Sir Mix-a-Lot's song about noodles, right?
You're
long.
I feel harassed.
Strong. Down to get marinara sauce on.
I'm sending the manager over.
With me. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a problem?
Excuse me, sir. Yeah. Were you quoting Sir Mix-a-Lot like you were in a vacuum?
Yes,
and
sir?
Not recognizing you were saying it to another human's face? Well, if that's what was happening, you're wrong.
Well, I will leave. But I'll take the way that's long. I'll take the stairs, not the elevator. The world's longest stairs. I don't cut my hair, which is why I have the world's longest hairs. The American grizzly bear is the world's longest bear. Some say big, I say that's wrong. I say he's long. Come on, Sarah, we're leaving. And we're taking the long, 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 long. And though you will stop hearing it, I'm gonna sing on and on, because this song is so long.
I would quit, but you don't even pay me.
All right, bros. Are you guys ready for our weekly meeting of the Society of Getting Back to the Earth?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, cool. Everybody bring in a favorite tree they want to talk about?
Yes, I'm pretty stoked about my tree this week.
Me too. I hope no one also chose mine.
Oh my gosh, if someone else chose mine, I'm going to be like so weirded out.
That would be crazy. Why would anybody choose the same tree as either of you guys? Let's all say our trees on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
Banyan.
Redwood. Birch.
Did you
redwood say birch?
I changed mine because you said mine.
What?
You said mine.
Wait,
do you guys ever think that maybe we're not really getting anything done in the society?
Well, hold on though, because when we formed the society, we were like, we need to get back to the earth. Life moves too fast.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like we're just spinning our wheels with these like different projects and stuff. What I really wanted to do was change people's minds and like, you know, let everybody feel the feeling of like a breeze through tree leaves, or like the way that a child's giggle won't last forever.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, wait, shoot. Don't say that giggle thing, Chris. It makes me like so choked up.
It makes everyone choked up. It's like the universal thing for when you hear it and think about how a child's giggle is a transient thing.
Oh, stop it, man. Oh,
yeah,
stop.
No, exactly. But like, we can't be scared of those feelings.
You're right, Chris. I know this is way not worth it to backtrack, but Chris, did you say 1-2 tree? Because if you did. I just want to give big ups to Chris for saying 1-2 tree.
Thanks. It's something I've been of trying to get started, but this was really the only place for me to use it in context. A lot of times people just get confused, especially if I don't say the one and the two before it.
Wait, Chris.
Yeah?
That's it, though.
What?
Okay, one time I was going to read this article, but it was too long, so I read the synopsis.
It was like two pages, right?
No, sure. Dude, I use long form to download articles I'm interested in reading later, and it gives you the approximate time it takes to read it. And this one was
Are you reading an ad?
What?
Were you just getting an ad in our?
Well, it's a great way to download articles for later and hold them on your phone, and it gives you the approximate
time.
Damn
it, Derek!
Ever since
can't we get away from capitalism for like a second?
I mean, we'd love to, but like ever since this group got so popular online, we started getting all these like, I don't know. It's just been so hard for me to find a way to relax in this group. And I feel like Westway pillows have really helped me at night just sort of like lay my head back.
Tyler, listen, are you reading an ad also, Tyler?
Sorry, it's just sometimes...
You gotta stop. No more ads. No more paying into the system. No more telling people what they want to think and feel. No more putting out your hand so you can grab from the man. We got to get back to what's real. So no more ads.
No more ads.
No more ads. Taking money for your brain. No more ads.
No more ads.
No more. We got to stay. We got to be real. 'Cause the media wants to tell you what to think and feel. So no more ads.
I agree, and I'm taking it 1, 2, 3. And you know I'm not gonna do it anymore. And if you want a toothbrush that'll make you remember all four quadrants, sure. Then why not you? With that code, trees forevermore.
Damn it, Derek, no more ads.
No more ads. Absolutely no more.
Live authentically. Look inside of you, or for me, it would be me. And find out who you really are without the ads filling it in. Who is in your skin?
My skin.
Or if you're a tree, who's in your bark? Ready, guys? 1, 2, 3.
Tree.
No more ads.
No more ads.
Let it begin. No more ads. Close to my heart like my underwear from Mack Weldon.
No more ads. No more ads on my skin. No more ads, Emelina. No more ads. We keep them away. My sunscreen made by Neutrogena.
Tyler!
No more ads!
Okay, but anyway, I was reading this article. Great, really good point, Chris, and I've put it down in the minutes.
Thank you.
I was reading this article, and I won't say where, and it was talking about, like, the power of linguistics and stuff, and, like, I think that one of a small way that we could make a difference about reminding people to think about trees is if, for real, we replace the word three. So, like, think of all the times you're saying three. Hey, I need a table for three, and instead you're saying table for tree. How many times are you thinking about? I'm going to the treed floor.
Yeah, it has to replace all the forms of that word.
Like if I give someone my phone number, it would be like, yeah, it's 323-555-55-tree-tree.
That's right. I mean, just like all the times in your day, think about how many times you say tree. Probably not that many. Think about
not
how many
nearly
times
enough,
you say three.
Honestly.
I'm always talking about the Holy Trinity.
That's right. And I'm always
because you're really into those obscure Christian bands.
Yeah.
You gotta talk about that too.
No. Spear of Longinus has some fucking bops. Mm. Let me just say, I love it. I love their song.
Oh, you know what?
Bleed for me, my savior.
I legit love their turd album. No, their treed album. We gotta put
brakes on. We can't be, when we say tree, when we say tree in third, it sounds like turd. So we have to say like treed.
treared. Treat. Treat.
I do feel like this. I do feel like we are getting off topic.
Yeah, you're making a mockery of what was once a pure idea, just like this group always does.
I'm sorry, Chris.
I gotta
right.
get out of here. I need some caffeine or something.
If you think you can find someone who understands you better than us,
good luck. Good luck. We're gonna do this cool.
Stop dressing alike. You guys creep me out when you wear the same outfit too.
It's not. Look,
it's not.
I got such a good deal on. I got a BOGO deal on oldnavy.com. I used promo code TREE.
I'm the only one who hears these ads.
Sorry, Chris, but good luck. I'm going to do this tree thing and it's going to be awesome. Just like how we didn't see blue till we had the name for it. People are going to love it. People are going to love it.
Wait, you didn't see blue?
That's what that article implied. I told you I didn't read it. It was going to take 4 hours, but there's something about how we didn't see blue until we had a name for it. Just like we can't contemplate numbers until we have names for it.
Interesting. Yeah. Whatever. I'm still walking to the coffee shop.
Yeah. I thought I got him, but I didn't. Bye, Chris.
Welcome to the skyscraper tower. What floor would you like to go to?
Where's the coffee place?
The skyscraper cafe is on the top.
It's on the third floor.
It's on the third and top floor. This is a three-story skyscraper.
Sorry, I was just coming down.
Oh.
But.
From what?
Just, no, this is a.
From crying to my friends and they like wouldn't take it even. They like couldn't even take it.
Wait, your friends were scared of emotion? Man.
Yeah.
What is wrong with the world?
They like told me it was really gross that my eyes were leaking because I was thinking about how a giggle from a child is sort of like
fleeting,
ephemeral and fleeting. And
yeah, like, that's exactly what I'm talking about all the time. And my friends say it's too much also. They all start crying instantly and I'm like, but we shouldn't be scared to think about things.
Yeah, like it's bad to think that tears are bad and it's also bad to think that you shouldn't cry tears. And I also just learned that that's what these were called. I was calling them leeks for my whole life.
No, so leeks are vegetables. You're funny.
So the third floor or that we're staying here or I don't want to interrupt.
I could go back up. Actually, I didn't finish.
We're both going to the third floor.
No.
All right.
No, I think you're right. Why don't, do you want to just like take a walk?
Yeah.
Around the trees?
What? I was just thinking how I don't spend any time near them.
Oh, man. You have to. They're like our friends that grow from the ground and reach for the sky.
Wait a second. I was just thinking that. I was thinking about how there are so many different kinds of trees.
Let me get this revolving door for you.
Wow. What a breeze. And there are different kinds of branches, roots, and leaves. And some don't even have them, 'cause there are so many kinds of trees. Did you know a bristle cone is like 3,000 years old?
Yeah.
Did you know there are types of trees in the Arctic against the cold?
Totally.
Did you know the saguaro takes 100 years to grow an arm? Did you know you can get a Christmas tree from a farm?
I did.
Trees.
I knew about the trees. The ones that cry, they're called weeping. And I knew about the trees and how they die from being cut down by too many people. The people who don't care, who don't want to feel the wind through leaves. I mean, for people, it would be hair. But I didn't know. This feeling before, like I didn't know what to call blue until I had the word blue, and blue for this is you.
Whoa.
You're kind of my blue.
you could be my blue too. If I decide blue means you.
No rush, you can take your time to decide. Either way, I'll stay here outside, looking at trees, looking at clouds, speaking our feelings. Even if we cry, we're still being loud. I'll stay here, I'll wait here, I'll learn about you, finding all the shades of blue.
People from different worlds. Will Ken Burns sing the world's longest song? What's the deal with trees and crying? Find out when we come back to the second half of One, Two, Tree, the musical.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back. When we last left, people were leaking out of their eyes at the thought of a giggle. Can you believe it? And Cassandra and Chris were taking a chance on trees and love. Find out when we return to the second half of One, Two, Tree, the musical. Okay, well, here's kind of my thing about being a maple is my, like, biggest time is when I turn my leaves, when my leaves turn. You know what
my
I mean?
My leaves still haven't turned ever, never. Just this is my first leaves.
Oh my gosh, you're so cute.
I'm a maple too.
And you're gonna get ready. Get ready, little
but
sapling.
You're still a young sapling.
I'm a young sapling.
You don't need to rush into when your leaves turn. I would love to have leaves anymore. I'm 500 years old. Don't make leaves no more. Only make home for squirrels.
Don't you get cold?
You don't get cold when you don't have nerves. So no.
I guess that's true.
Oh my gosh, the thought of that giggle from that sapling going away is making me leak my sap. Ugh.
Now I remember when I would kill to have sap. Now you will, little sapling. One day, you know, it's funny. You're called a sapling, and yet you do not really produce a lot of sap yet.
No, that's all grown-up tree stuff, huh? My leaves don't change, and I don't have any sap, but I read a book about it that said someday I'll feel some changes in my body, and I'll start changing colors, getting sap, maybe a family of birds, you know.
That's classic puberty stuff.
And it can be scary, But just know that
I'm not scared. I'm not scared of nothing.
Oh my gosh, what a cool attitude. I was really scared about my puberty. And when it happened, I was like, I wish I could go back to being a sapling, but there's no going back. There's only going forward, and in our case, up and out.
Really?
And I think
you were scared, even though you're so big and cool and bushy?
You bet I was scared. Sap coming out of holes in my bark? I mean, that sounded crazy.
It does sound kind of crazy. Maybe I'm a little scared.
It's okay to be scared.
I'm nervous. I'd prefer to call it nervous.
Sure. We all got nerves. We all got fears. And that's okay, let me tell you. After living so many years, that a little sap, well, it's nothing to be scared of. And there's nothing, no little changes that you can't grow above. But you're growing, so you're changing. You're growing, so you're changing.
Changing.
You're growing, so you're changing, but it's all right.
It's all right.
You're growing, but you're changing.
You're growing, but you're changing.
You're growing, so you're changing.
You're growing, but you're changing.
You're growing, so you're changing, but it's all right.
I gotta tell you that the view from down here isn't always so clear. Sometimes I can't even know where to start. 'Cause I see the sky and I see the ground, but I'm not sure about all the other parts. 'Cause they're changing.
Will someday seem strange. You will see the evolution of man and be like, look how far they've come. And then you'll be like, they probably should have gone further in that span of time. But they're growing, so they're changing.
I'm growing, so I'm changing. I'm growing, so I'm changing.
Growing, so you're changing.
But I'll still be me. But no matter how I change, I'll always be, the same tree. I'm not so nervous. And I'm not so scared. Not that I was scared, because I'm not scared of nothing. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Chris, look at these 1-2 tree little maples. I mean, sorry, 1-2-3 trees. I mean,
no, that was cool. That's the way me and my friends say it.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of as a reminder in your everyday speech that we're only a part of the world, not the center of it.
Whoa, that's right. And that there are like trees all around us. Whoa.
That bracelet, that's really nice. Looks pretty fancy.
This thing? Oh, yeah. It's pretty glittery. Until like 35 minutes ago, I was a member of the Glitterati. You know,
what?
The upper 1% of a 1%. You know, Silver Spoon. You know, Born with Diamonds in my cereal box.
I thought you said you felt sad.
I did. Like 34 minutes
right.
ago.
Yeah, right. What do people like you know about feelings?
Whoa, Chris. I can know a lot about feelings, or maybe not that much, but maybe I'm starting, and isn't that a good place to start? You know, a journey of 1,000 steps begins with that latte you didn't have or something?
I don't know.
Chris?
I thought I knew you. Cassandra, I feel like you're a stranger I only just met.
Well, I am.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I guess I agree.
Yeah, good. Because it's true.
It is. It's hard to fight with that. I mean, it is the truth. I am a stranger you just met 12 minutes ago, but...
You can't run away from your past, Cassandra. You can't be somebody that you weren't before. Now, when you're
right.
being who you now are, no matter what happens, you're always going to be the same person.
You're right.
I gotta go.
Oh, I have to stay.
Damn it, these Heelys don't work in the forest.
You have to... Do you want me to walk with you till
you're
back
in
the path?
No, I'm fine.
I'll just walk regular.
I can't on the dirt. It's going to mess them up. It'll get the dirt up in the wheel.
Do you want to pop the wheels out and put them in your
I'm okay. Stop. Don't touch it.
Okay.
You can't change who you are. God, I thought you were different.
Well, I'm not. Wait. Come back. Oh.
Sarah, are you getting all this from this bush?
Yeah,
Write this down.
Okay.
And he tried to heal away, and she decided to stay.
And
I got it.
He tried to heal away.
Oh, that
all
be
I
good.
Saw was the madness of nature staring back at me as he tried
I'm
to
sorry.
Roll.
Mr.
Could not
Burns.
Roll.
Mr. Burns, I think Werner Herzog is also going to make
what?
A documentary.
Oh, no, they're hearing me. Oh, no.
Mr. Herzog,
I'm just a bush. I'm just a bush. Don't look
at me. Mr. Herzog, I tried to work for you, too. I don't know if you saw my application.
I don't look at applications.
Okay, fair enough. Mr. Burns, I think if Mr. Herzog already has this as a doc, maybe we need to pivot.
No, see, this is how I know I'm onto something good when me and Werner Herzog are doing the same.
I don't know who you're talking about, the Werner Herzog. I'm just a bush. This is just a bush with a microphone.
He's a so very committed. Different kind of documentarian than I am.
I could feel their eyes on me, boring into my soul and my leaves, knowing that I was more than a bush, and yet less than a man.
Uh-oh, Sarah, don't look now, but Ira Glass is on a branch above us.
The interesting thing was this just a moment in the woods, or was this the beginning of a brand new fork in their lives? And if one goes left and one goes right, but they're looking at each other, aren't they both going left or both going right?
It's funny,
fork,
you don't think of...
instrument of both nourishment and of death, depending on where it's applied.
We are the ones who tell the story, but the story is never us.
Hmm. We are the ones that tell the stories. The stories you want to discuss.
And it's interesting how we are the stories, but the stories, they often reflect something that we can trust. And it's funny how when you look at it from another different angle, well...
The story is us.
The story is
who
us.
Who documents the documentary?
Who documents us?
Who documents the documentary?
Remember me.
I mean, technically we do, because we are documenting things, so we are there documenting it, but who documents
the documentarians?
Who will ever know how cute I look in pajamas at home alone? Who will ever know the way I make my coffee alone?
And will anybody ever take a little tiny moment from my life and extrapolate it to a greater metaphor?
A meadow in 2020, who will remember? Who can be sure? Who documents the documentary? Documentaries that have been made
documentarians. Aside from those two documents. The documentary
to get all three and save. Who does indeed?
Sarah, why are you laughing like that?
What?
Why are you laughing? Sarah, you first of all, I've never seen you wear a big black cloak like that before. I've never this seen thing? You wear a big black cloak before and then sneak
it's
off
a
into
traveling
the
cloak. And normally I get to the office before you, so I've already taken it off.
That's fair.
It's a traveling cloak.
Follow me. We're going to follow that Healy boy into the woods.
And interesting, I'm going to stay here. And between this bush that talks and this heartbroken girl. A heartbroken girl and a talking bush. Almost seems biblical when you put it like that.
It's funny, you don't think of Ira Glass as the person kind of writing the story. He just like sort of is the interlude between other stories, but he's a journalist in and of himself. That's how he got to it. Anyway.
I think of him as like a storyteller journalist, like a human interest sort of, you know what I mean?
What do you think of Ira? Sorry, Bush.
Oh, I fell asleep. What?
He's very old. All right.
Cassandra, honey. Cassandra.
What?
What are you doing? Daddy and I are getting ready to watch the programs.
Marjorie, where's the remote?
You know where the remote is. It's in the diamond remote box.
Mumsy, I've had...
Yes, Cassandra, baby.
I've had quite a day. First of all, I didn't finish my latte with my two dear friends on the skyscraper route.
Cassandra, why not?
Well,
Mom, do you want a latte?
No, I'm
fine. I can
fine.
Have Franklin bring us lattes.
No, I'm fine.
Franklin?
I'm
yes.
fine.
Can you bring lattes for the baby and me?
Right well, away, Madam.
If it is Thank coming you. Anyway, can I have a matcha one?
Can
if
we,
it is
yes.
coming anyway.
The baby wants a matcha, Franklin. Thank
one
you.
One matcha latte for the baby.
Mumsy, when I was growing
Where's
up...
Where's the key to the diamond remote box, Marjorie?
You know where it is. It's on the diamond string around your neck.
Yes, thank you.
Did you ever, when I was growing up, did you ever think about how my giggles
no.
were what? Ephemeral? What?
What?
One matcha latte for the baby.
Thank you, Franklin.
One regular latte for the madam.
Oh, you don't get flirty. You'll have a heart attack again. His accent's really gone away, hasn't it?
Franklin, I never know what his deal is. But Mumsy, here's my question. Did you ever think when I was a little girl that
no.
Mike... Okay, so that's the second time you've answered the question at think. You just never thought?
No, darling, we don't have to. I've built my life in a way that I don't need to think.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Mom. I think that I started today, and then my eyes started leaking, and I realized that that's tears. And
oh,
then I
no.
met a man, and he thought the way I thought about trees and how magnificent they are and how we shouldn't be afraid of crying. But
Sorry,
then when he
darling,
found out...
Darling, I'm here. I think I know what's going on. You've been in a jacuzzi, have you not?
Popsy,
oh,
no.
Was water, it that? Were you taking a jacuzzi?
Was there water on your face because you've been in
no,
a jacuzzi?
No, I wasn't in a jacuzzi.
Oh, that's happened to me.
No, I wasn't in a jacuzzi.
Do you remember the jacuzzi we once had in Bora Bora?
Oh, how could I forget? Bora Bora.
That's not what was happening. I think I was crying because I was feeling some things because I was thinking some things. And
well, why on earth would you do that, darling?
Well, because... it felt human and good, though this, hard.
This
but
boy,
good.
This boy yes. that you found.
Yes.
Did he make you feel the feelings?
Yes, he made me feel other feelings, some good, some bad, some confused.
Franklin,
but...
hunt down the man that made
no,
our
no,
baby
no.
feel feelings.
No, Popsy, no, Franklin.
What's that?
No.
The baby had feelings and she made it uncomfortable. Please
Mumsy,
find the man.
Get the broadsword and
maybe,
hunt
no,
down the
no,
man.
No, do not hunt down the man. And Mumsy Popsy, perhaps I shouldn't even be referred to as a baby anymore.
You're my baby.
You'll
no,
always be
you're
our baby.
My baby. You'll always be no. my baby. Look I at feel you. Like, look at you. Nom, nom, I, nom, nom, nom. I'm going to eat you up. Eat up your little cheeks. Oh, here, have a diamond.
Oh. Oh,
yes, a like diamond will make
up,
you feel
open up,
better.
Open up,
put a diamond, swallow another
swallow.
Diamond.
No, it hurt. It actually
swallow.
Really hurts. No.
There you go.
See, now don't
it's
you feel better
baby.
Now that you've eaten a diamond?
I don't feel... I do feel better. Yes, Thank you. Franklin, can I talk to you for a second?
Yes, right away, Miss Baby.
No, just please don't call me Miss Baby anymore.
Yes, Miss Cassandra.
Thank you, Franklin. Franklin, you don't have
diamonds. I've sharpened the broadsword.
No, Franklin.
To hunt the boy.
Oh, maybe no? I need to get out of this entire penthouse.
No, sorry, I'm listening. That's what I was told to do. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, did you ever, you don't eat diamonds when you're sad, right?
Diamonds are not for the servant class, the common folk to eat, no.
But I don't think they're for me either. Every time I do it, there's blood in my stool.
I'd often thought that, but I never thought to say anything because I figured they're so rich, I'm sure they know what they're doing. But
that's wild.
A diamond would be nearly impossible to digest for all but the strongest of gods.
And that's how we are. Mumsy, Pupsy,
yes, baby.
Hold on, darling. I'm trying to chew on a diamond.
No, everyone needs to stop eating diamonds. We need to stop eating diamonds. My name is Cassandra. We need to get out of here.
Cassandra, baby.
No.
We'll never stop eating diamonds. That's what our people do. It's what you do. You're a glittering diamond eater.
He was
right. It's who you've always been. It's who you'll always be.
No matter what you do, everyone around you will look at you. They'll look at the clothes you wear, the bracelets you have, and they'll say, that's a woman who eats diamonds and she'll never be anything else.
You're right. I can't change that I grew up eating diamonds, but I can change that I don't eat diamonds anymore.
Oh, my heart.
Here, have a diamond, darling.
No,
you'll
Pupsy.
Feel better.
No, oh, sorry, were you giving that to Mumsy?
Yes,
she can
of
make
course
her own
I
choices.
Was.
Sorry, no. I'm just...
Oh, Gerald.
Yes, Margaret.
Do you remember when we first met before I ate diamonds?
Yes.
Was it so bad?
Mumsy, you didn't always eat diamonds?
Heavens, no, I found your mother... Where was it? At a...
Arbonne Pan.
At an Arbonne Pan. On the bottom floor of a building, can you believe? Yes, I mean, it's been so long.
I had a simple life. I was no one's wife. And I had the type of things that I needed, not the things that I wanted. But somehow, that was enough. I could just live on the things that I needed, not the things that I wanted. And life wasn't so rough. Things got confusing. I fell in love. But did I change everything? Things got confusing. Things I need. And now they are confused.
What?
The things that I want, but the things that I need are still the things that I got. You should leave, Cassandra. Follow these new feelings. You'll still need all the same.
Thank you, Mumsy. Goodbye, Mumsy and Popsy. I'm taking this one small bindle with just the things that I need. There are no diamonds in it.
Take this broadsword.
Franklin, I think I'm all right with the broadsword, but I do appreciate the offer.
All right. Well,
Gerald, we should go
Margaret.
Camping.
Yes, wait. Camping in the dirt. Camping on the earth. I guess the earth is home to diamonds, and it's what gives them their worth. When I met you years ago in an Arbonne Pan, I thought I would never see that woman again. Can we go back to an Arbonne Pan? Now that we've tasted diamonds, can we live that life again? It is confusing. It is confusing.
And find that
Darling, if you need us, we'll be at the Aubon... Is there still an Aubon Pan?
Yeah.
At the bottom of the skyscraper tower?
Yep, there is.
Well, that's where we'll be.
We're going to be camping there.
We're going to rough it in the Aubon Pan.
You guys are cute. What a great day and a great start. Chris!
What?
Chris!
What are you doing here?
I just found you because you've been kind of healing around in a circle because it seems like only one of the wheels is really out, so you've just been going round and round.
Yeah.
It's so interesting how we think when we're on a path going forward, we might actually be eating our own tail.
Oh, wow.
How big is the circle?
Hey, get out of here! Get out of here!
Sorry. Than what I was going to say.
Get out!
Chris, you're right. I can't run from my past. I can't change it. But I can change my future. And I'm telling you now, I'm not going to eat any more diamonds. So...
No, you're
I'm not.
Right. I was looking at your bark and your leaves, not who you are inside, you know? And those change every season.
It's sort of like these three trees, these tree trees.
Oh, here it comes.
Are they talking about us?
Sure are. Now listen up, Sabin. This actually doesn't happen that often, so this is big. You gotta remember this. They're gonna really bring it home, and they're gonna really finally see us for all of our worth and connected to them because we're all living, we're all one thing.
I feel 4 feet high.
Yeah, see, Cassandra, you're right. We are like these trees. Because we're growing and changing and stretching for the sun, and doesn't matter if we're rich and glittery or if we wear the same tivas every day.
You're right. That little sapling will grow to become that tall maple.
Me? Yeah, I will.
And then one day that maple will stop reaching higher. I will? I guess I will.
And then one day that old tree will get cut down and made into mulch. Ooh. And sprinkled all over the ground.
Can't
for
wait.
Other trees to thrive and grow.
It seems like they know.
Sometimes things are hard, and sometimes things don't fly. But then sometimes they just line up, and you don't even know why. Like, I didn't know blue until I found you, and you found me, and it fit like 1, 2, 3.
Sword to chop me down.
The end! That was 1, 2, 3, the musical. We'll be right back after this. Oh, welcome
drive.
Back from that. Sorry, probably not an ad, just like we begged for in Act 1.
Sorry.
Hey, it happens. Eliza, thank you so much for making
that musical with
what
us.
What a delight to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And at any point where I sounded like I was not making any sense, it was most likely because my dog was making very weird noises behind me while he was having very audible dreams. So every now and then and I was like, so here's the meaningful lesson.
What are you dreaming about, sweet pup?
What are we all but a dog's dream?
Right.
That's a really great version of the simulation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's we'll come back and do the sequel. 1, 2, 3, 4, a dog's dream.
A dog's dream. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Eliza.
Yes.
We got the Disney Plus show.
Earth to Ned. So exciting. Man, everything I've seen from this show looks so great.
It's out now as you are listening to this, but it is not out now in our dream of a dog.
Time, am I right?
It's crazy.
But tell the good people all about it.
It's a late night show hosted by aliens, and the aliens are these puppets built by the Henson Company. So it's
heard of them.
Yeah.
Heard of them, y'all.
You may have heard of the Sesame Street or the Muppets, or it's more along the lines actually of like Dark Crystal and Labyrinth, that kind of Henson stuff.
Yeah.
But it's also funny. And yeah, we did that for Disney Plus. So it's on Disney Plus. They dropped the first 10 episodes. Which people can watch in bulk should they want to. It's super weird. I cannot believe how weird Disney let me make this show. And I got to work with tons of really great artists of all kinds, amazing puppeteers, amazing designers, amazing crafters, amazing writers, just like it was really, really great experience. And I think that will come across. I hope. Also, we do have a musical episode that I wrote all the songs for.
Rachel Bloom
is a guest.
I don't want to put our listeners in a box, but it's hard for me to think of a show that is sort of more targeted towards something.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. Disney let you get weird with the Muppet Studios and there's music. And yeah, I feel like this is a pretty home run get for our listeners.
Go check it out.
Check that out.
Earth to Ned on Disney Plus now. And your comedy album coming out.
Yes, regarding My Lovers, which it's 10 tracks of stand-up recorded live and then 5 studio recorded songs. All very different genres. One of the things with the songs was I felt like I wanted to, maybe I don't have enough confidence in my music that I think people would want to listen to them just because. So I tried to make them useful songs. I did a song for that's meant to be played at a magic show because we haven't had magic show. We haven't had new magic music for so long. Like magicians are still, they got like abracadabra. Every little thing she does is magic. There's a couple other ones, but like I feel like they're using stuff like Dark Horse, which I'm like, you should have magic songs at your disposal.
Yes.
That is kind and generous of you and your talents. That's amazing to be useful. Oh my gosh, play it at a magic show.
Yeah, I have a movie concession song, you know.
Come on. All right, so everyone will obviously, if you haven't checked it out already, please do. I can't imagine that you were going to be slow to click over on that. That's all we have, if you can believe it.
Actually,
that's it, if you can believe it. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up, Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits. Give it up for Marina.
You might one day see it,
but you're about to.
Give it up for yourselves. Oh, and as of course always, this episode is brought to you by
Woodbird the Wooden Frog. And what sound does the wooden frog make? Sorry, we didn't have time to figure it out this week, but hopefully we will sometime in the future. And as we say at the end of every episode, if you're falling in love at Jessica, I can't remember the name of the pan restaurant. Au bon pan.
You better go camp out there again.
Bye.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.